Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to Beside the Point, I guess. What's up, guys? What have you been up to?
Self-isolating as always. I got my haircut. I got a fresh trim on my beard as well.
Oh.
And, well, I say trim, but I actually went clean shaven, so it's not really a trim, I guess.
I was just like, are we really just gonna brush over that intro of
Yeah,
Beside
that
the
was
Point?
pure depression. It was like, welcome to Beside the Point, I guess.
Yeah, we're back.
Like maybe there's someone listening. I don't fucking know.
There's definitely someone listening. I saw the
Well,
boost.
speaking of someone listening.
Yeah, speaking of someone listening.
I genuinely thought I had disconnected or something because he just cut off so suddenly.
No, it sounds like Keelan's mic's just been pulled out or something. That's
Oh,
somebody listening to him. They like fucking grabbed him behind the neck and just pulled him off.
I halted everything I was doing. I was like, oh shit.
Is that your back, Keelan?
I don't know what the mic quality is like.
Still sounds like your snowball to me.
Oh, it does? Oh, well, I'm on my phone. But yeah, my for context, if I cut out there, my fucking laptop crashed, which is great.
If it makes you feel any better, Keelan, I immediately assumed it was my fault. You cut out, and I went in, like, I genuinely panicked because I was like, oh shit, I've lost connection, fuck me.
See, this is a great intro now, you know? 2 minutes in, and we're just showing all the work that we have to give the world. So, Keelan, as you were saying...
I can't remember what I was saying. What did I finish with?
I don't know. I just remember that. It was very, very cartoony.
Oh, I think I remember we were talking about numbers. And I
oh, yeah, we were talking about people.
We hit
people
1K.
Listening.
We hit 1K.
Yeah, 1,000 full listens for all our podcasts over the whole year and a bit we've done this. It's
just
it's
as a tester, how's this mic?
It's there for me.
It's a mic.
It's what?
It's a mic. How have we gone down in quality as if we while we've done this? Like, this isn't how we should be going up here, but we're just steadily getting worse and worse as it goes.
This is an apple. fucking shit here, so.
Oh, well, Apple ain't ever gonna sponsor us now, eh? Just
nah,
lost us
Apple.
That iPhone 20 deal.
I'm okay with that.
Hey, it's free, it's free.
I don't like iPhone.
Yeah, fair, fair.
I'd rather have a phone that I could sneeze and destroy. Sneeze and drop it. Just sneeze in the same room and it breaks.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah, 1K. 1,000 listens. Well, thank you for everyone who tuned in to an episode, whether you're still here or not.
The guy from Seattle. Or from...
I do want to say, actually, I have, like, the polar opposite. Like, I don't even know how I... say this, like, feelings in regards to, like, our total listeners and that kind of, like, I feel like you guys are very invested, and I'm just kind of like, here, like, if people watch, they watch, if they don't, whatever.
Yeah, I figured that out a long time ago, though. I just like the statistics of it. Statistics.
It entertains me, because every so often you guys are like, oh shit, this happened, this and that and that, and I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
So, Narayan, you purchased something.
Dildo.
Oh, yes. Yes, is a suction cup dildo.
Dildo.
I wouldn't need that. I just use the back of the brush.
Nice.
That is gross.
So is a suction cup dildo, guess. But you still threw it out there.
You're fucking your ass with a hairbrush.
Oh, who said it was my ass?
What else are you gonna fuck?
My mouth.
That's weirder.
Nice.
You don't know me here.
That is the weirder option.
Oh, yeah. I'm heavily invested. It was weird that I went from suction cup dildo to hairbrush. You don't think I'm going to take it from asshole to mouth?
No, but you're the one who's like, oh, you made it weird by saying I'd fuck my ass with it.
Oh, I fully went in for it, though. You go 100 or you don't go.
I don't like this. Can we just, like, never podcast again?
Honestly, this whole, like, 5 minutes, I don't even know if I want to let the world hear the mess that we are. okay. I actually purchased a set of items from KSI. I purchased the vinyl, the CD, and a signed thing. I think it's a photo of him.
Mm-hmm.
I really just wanted the vinyl.
Yeah, the vinyl sounds class.
Yeah, vinyls are cool. No, nobody can say that they're not, because they are. And, you know, I was originally just going to get, like, the CD, because it was only a fiver. But I noticed for an extra £10, you got the vinyl and a signed photo. Like, why wouldn't I just spend the extra 10 and support him a little bit more? So I've purchased that, and I've put in a purchase for a frame. So I'm going to frame the vinyl, the CD. I've got the CD from the other album as well, the photo. And I still have a ticket from the concert that Alex and myself went to. So I'm just going to frame it all and put it up on the wall.
Nice.
Can I just say, dude's a millionaire. I don't think he needs you to spend that extra, like, fiver to support him.
It's not in terms of money for, like... Well, I guess, actually, yeah, it would have been technically financial support. I just wanted to give him the sale for an album, because that'll go towards the numbers at the end of the day.
Fine, the CD not count.
Yeah, it does. So that's why I said you're right, actually. It is financial at that end point. I guess I just wanted something fancier out of it. If I'm going to give you a sale for your album, I want to get the fancier thing for myself. I want to treat myself.
The way you worded it is if you were, like, helping some bum on the street, not some, like, billionaire.
Money doesn't matter when it comes to music, Alex. Money don't matter. It's all about the soul.
I disagree.
And a good, you know, tune. I'm hoping that he's got some bangers on this album, by the way. It'll really suck if it releases and it just doesn't have any good songs on it. Like, he's got a few songs that he's already released, which are good, but it'd be really depressing if those were the songs that held the album up. After, going out the way. So, I purchased that there. I thought that was a fun little different thing. I might replace... I've got a Batman, like, versus Joker canvas in the living room. I might change where that is and swap it out for it there. We'll see. So that was my purchase. I can't think if I had any other stories I was going to tell the podcast. But I know Alex has one that he wants to tell.
Oh, oh boy.
I have like 4 different stories.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm throwing at you.
Okay, so which ones would you like to hear for? Would you like to hear about my week at work? Or would you like to hear my random encounter today?
I guess the random encounter.
Okay. So, I went for a walk this morning, as I do. I like to try and hit 30,000 steps every day. And while I was out on my walk, for your sake, Ryan, I was on the far side of Inch. You know, the little playground near where, like, Catherine Rosie and that lived?
Yeah.
There. That's where I was. I was cutting through there to get to, like, the main road coming into Inch from Moline.
Mm-hmm.
A horn honks behind me, so I turned around and looked over my shoulder, and there's an older lady parked up, like, next to the park with her window down looking at me. So I took out my earphone, and she goes, oh, which one is Gavin and Ellie's house? I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, which one's Gavin's and Ellie's house? And I was like, I don't know. And she's like, oh, you don't know where they live? And I was like, No, sorry.
Yeah, you're disappointing this old lady here. You remember starting a cult. Like,
well, I mean, why the fuck would I know her friends?
Yeah, I mean, maybe she was under the impression it's like that small little town type thing where everybody knows everybody.
But no, it's like the second time she asked, it sounded as if she was expecting to be like, oh, Gavin, oh, of course I know. Yeah. It gets weirder, though, because after I said no, she goes, oh, does your friend know? And I just kind of went, no, sorry. I was by myself. I wasn't with anyone. So I don't know.
You might have got a fucking kidnapped there. Like,
I had no idea who she was talking about when she said, your friend. The only thing I can think of is I was listening to, I think, a podcast or something at the time while I was walking, and I took one earphone out, so maybe she could hear the talking on it. That's the only thing I can think of.
That's shady.
Fucking old people, man.
It was just such a confusing conversation of, like, why would I know where your friends live? Like, no. And B, what friend? Like, who am I hanging out with? So, apparently I'm haunted. That's what I've taken away from this conversation. And that lady is batshit crazy.
Oh, Lord. What the actual fuck? Oh, these things, man. These things.
It was so weird. It was such a random, like, weird interaction with someone that I've never met before. I don't know Gavin and Ellie or whoever the fuck it was.
I'd have probably asked to meet them just to make sure she's not looking for, like, the graveyard.
I have no... No, she specifically said, do you know which house, like, what house do they live in?
She seems a bit nutty, mate.
They're definitely alive. I don't know who they are, and apparently I should.
That's why I don't bother with old people.
I mean, I only ended up in the conversation because she beat their horn at me, and when I looked at her, she had her window down and was staring at me, so I was like, oh, I guess you... I assumed it was going to be like, could you point me out to the shop, or could you point me out to this? Not... which house? Thanks.
Yeah.
You know, like a normal human being. So, I have two stories about work. The first one, I sort of, kind of threatened a customer.
Oh dear,
it wasn't intentional, I didn't mean to do it. What happened was, I was serving, it was just me at the till, people were like on break and off doing other shit like stocking and stuff. So it's just me at the till, and there's like a queue of four or five people. So I was like, I better speed up, get through all these people. I got to the last guy, and I'm serving him, and I finish just ringing him through the till and stuff, and he pays. And what I meant to say was, enjoy the rest of your day. And what came out of my mouth was, enjoy the last of your days.
Good Lord. Good.
Oh my God.
Yeah. To which he just went, oh, thank you. And then he walked out. So I'm assuming he must have misheard me. But he walked out. There were no customers around me. And I just thunked my head on at the desk and was like, oh, kill me. This is not my week.
He thought this guy's having a bad day.
I don't know, but I technically straight up threatened to do at work.
Weird... On the podcast, evidence when you go kill him.
Yep, it was a weird moment for me. The other thing I had, 2 days ago, I think, 2 days ago, yeah. I got a complaint about me put in from a customer.
What naughty thing have you been doing, mate?
It wasn't the customer I gave a death threat to. It was someone else. Which, that in itself blows my mind. The guy I technically threatened didn't have any complaint. Some random lady. She came in, she's very rude to start off with. She goes, oh, can you give me a box? And I went, yeah, that's fine. Offered her the three boxes we had. They were quite small boxes, but that's all we had. Mm-hmm. And she went, those aren't good enough. And I was like, that's all we've got. I'm really sorry. And she went, you'll have to do better. In my head, it's like, all right, I forgot I've got cardboard boxes up my ass. I'll just get them for you. So I said that, and I was like, all right, it's going to be one of these customers. And I just said, it's like, that's all the boxes we have. I could offer you a bootliner instead. And just like, I guess I'll take the boxes. I was like, all right, fuck you, lady. Jesus Christ.
Ooh.
Miserable cat.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah, miserable cow. And then she goes outside, so she takes the boxes, she goes outside, and it was me and one of the girls I work with, Leah. We were stood at the tills, and we look over, and she's emptied her trolley, and she's taken it back over the exit. And she just starts ramming it against the curb. There's a ramp, like, 2 feet to her right, by the way, but she just keeps ramming it against the curb. And then eventually, after, like, 5 minutes of that, she gets it up onto the curb, which me and Leah are killing ourselves laughing because we're like, lady, just like 2 feet to your right. Yeah. Go up the ramp. Stop. What are you doing? She eventually gets up onto the curb and leaves it. And so we were like, all right, well, she was kind of a bitch, but it is what it is. We got some entertainment watching her struggle to push a fucking trolley, but oh well. Continue our day. Like 2-3 minutes later, who walks past us but that lady and the person who owns the store I work in.
Okay.
And both me and Leah are like, oh fuck, she's definitely complaining.
Here we go.
Yeah, so I have to go through the back because I was getting stuff for an order, and I come back through, and when I come back through, the lady's gone, Marianne's gone, the owner, and Leah goes, we were right, you're in trouble. And I was like, oh fuck. And then it's me and Leah's time to go for our break. The lady put in a complaint about me and said that I was incredibly rude to her. God. Which annoyed me, because the rudest I will be is if you're an asshole to me, I won't say have a good day. That is about it. That's as rude as I'll get.
Well, you're in the mud.
Other than that, yeah. So we go into the kitchen and we're sorting stuff out. And then I can't remember where I went. I think I went, oh, I have to go through the back to carry some heavy shit. And I went back to the kitchen to grab my lunch. Marianne's in the kitchen. She's like, Alex. And I was like, oh, shit, no. She's like, oh, I hear you've been incredibly rude to our customers. You offered them the boxes we had and it didn't fit all the plants she had. So not good enough. Which made me laugh because I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. She does know the woman is just a bit of a cunt. And then she told me the two other complaints this lady had, which, I'll be honest, I can somewhat understand complaining about me, even though I wasn't rude in any way. I get it. She's annoyed we didn't have the boxes. I get that. The other two complaints I find bizarre. Complaint number one, she had lunch in our cafe. And her complaint was, she wanted 2 sticks of butter, she only got one. Could have asked for a second one, but sure, whatever. Complaint number two, and this is the real baffling one, our curbs are too high. Yep, that is a genuine complaint. She genuinely complained that the curbs were too high. So I don't know who we phoned to get that fixed, but apparently we got to lower our curb.
It's the curb police. That's
really
who you need to send to. I don't fucking know.
But yeah, it's just not good enough. We've got the curbs are ridiculous heights. Just dangerous.
Dear Lord.
Yeah. Well, that's been my week of work. Yeah.
I have nothing to compare it to.
It's just been a weird fucking week. Fucking week.
I can tell. I can tell, my man. Now understand each day of exhaustion you would have whenever we logged into Apex.
I know, right?
Yeah. It's understandable.
And I'm just like,
that's understandable.
I hate to break it to customers, but you're not funny at all. No customer in the history of ever buying something has been funny. Oh, ever.
Are you sure about that?
I am 100% positive. And I know I've probably been that customer at some point, but you're not funny. Don't try and make the joke. It's stupid. It's not fun. No staff in a shop finds your joke funny. The one we most common get is if something doesn't scan, must be free then. Shut up. No, it's not. There's clearly a price on the fucking thing.
Oh, that is cringe.
I remember that joke. I remember that joke. Yeah.
Yo, it annoys the crap out.
I haven't had that personally, but Jesus.
All the time. Every single time something doesn't scan. Must be free. Shut up. Double price now, dickhead.
Yeah, it should be.
It's such a wank joke. It's not funny in the slightest. It's just constant shit like that. It's like, nah, mate, just stop, please. You're not. Nobody's finding this funny. You're just forcing us both into an uncomfortable situation of where I have to laugh because, you know, I like my job and I don't want to get sacked. And it comes across very rude if you make a joke and I just go, yeah.
Nah, you don't laugh and the customer will be like, are you okay? Are you having a bad day? Like, as if they're a joke, you know.
No, see, everyone I deal with is old, so they just take it as like a personal affront. but it's that joke. What other jokes are there? There are just loads of them.
That's the one that used to piss me off whenever I worked on checkouts. Like, there was some stuff I wasn't actually fully trained on at one point, so I'd have to spend 5 minutes trying to figure it out. And they'd go, ah, it's not scanning. It's free, I guess. And I was like, yeah, yeah, ha, 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 ha. Bob, can you come fix this? Like, can you put it through as like 100? Anything, just to make them go away? Because it's
just people. Physically to listen to. Free? No. Shut.
I find it hard to interact with customers now. For like the last 6 months or so, it's been even harder because I know I've been one of their only sources of communication, but I see people every day and I'm sick of them trying to try and start a full conversation with me. I
don't think it's difficult. I find some people very tiring. Like, it's easy enough because I literally just have the same conversation with every person that comes in. So it's not hard for me to do. It's just,
that's what annoys me though. It's always like, oh, the weather's lovely out there. Oh really? I couldn't tell.
I don't even do that. I will literally say, hi, how are you today? They'll be like, yeah, good, you. I'll go, yep, good. And then I scan their stuff in silence because I don't want to talk to you shit about you or your family. And I know they don't give a shit about me. Or at least from my point of view, I've never been in a shop and been like, I want to get to know that person behind the counter. I'm going to have a deep conversation with them. I always go, just tell me my shit. Stop talking to me, please. Please just stop talking.
I remember a few customers that would try to do that. And they would try and get to know me. And I was like, this is weird, man. Like,
it's fucking bizarre. Yeah, I'm like, we're not friends. I don't know you. You don't know me. You don't have to like put up this facade. It's not, it's like, I get it if it's someone you kind of know being like, oh yeah, hey, hi, blah, 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 how are you, blah, yeah, yeah, what you been up? Fair enough, I get that, it's a social sort of thing. But yeah, it's like, why has it been forced into this shopping interaction? You have to act like you're a friend. I don't know you, you don't know me. You're here to buy shit. Cool, I don't care. Like,
yeah.
Just silence if that's what you want. I don't give a shit. But yeah, I'll say hi, how are you, scan their stuff, ask them if they want a bag, ask them cash or card, then put it through however they say, and then I'll go, enjoy the rest of your day. Bye. and then they leave, and that is it. That is the extent of my conversation. Occasionally, someone tries to talk to me, and I'll give them a short, like, quick reply. And then I'll be back, like, I'm concentrating on the sale.
So, I used to do the enjoy the rest of your day or have a nice day ending when I'm finished interacting with a customer. But the amount of people that would stop themselves from leaving, turn and go, that's very, very American of you. I was like, yeah, I'm just, you know.
No one has ever said that
just
to me.
Ending the conversation. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay. And then they'll walk out. Like, they stop just to say it. So instead of saying, enjoy the rest of your day or have a nice day, I now go, I hope you have an enjoyable evening. And I feel like such a...
I don't like any part of what you just said.
I feel like a pompous prick. Like...
You sound like someone who doesn't quite know what they want to say, and it's just falling out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's exactly how it comes across every time. Or the one that comes out a little bit better is, I hope you have a good... Fuck, no, that one real fucked up there. I hope you have a happy day. No, that's not what I say. What do I say? What's the other thing I say? I hope you have a good day. I think that's what I say. Or I hope you have a good afternoon. Yeah, that sounds closer to what I say. But I instead of being like... You know when you tell someone to do something, you're like, oh, go pick that up. I think that's what people really didn't like me about saying, have a nice day. It's like, I'm telling you to go out there and have a nice day. Whereas now I'm like, I hope you have a good day. I hope you have a nice one. I hope you enjoy yourself.
I find it weird that people get offended by have a nice day. Like,
it's weird. And I will say, I think it's majority of people late 50s and above that I've noticed that noticed it. So I'm surprised Alex hasn't been caught out yet.
No, I've never had someone say, like, that's an American thing. Why do you say that?
Yeah. I remember the first one that said it to me was this old lady from South Africa. And I didn't know how to reply to her because she was she's quite a rude upfront person. Like, just through the whole thing.
Best kind of people, though. The ones who are just total dickheads to you the entire time.
I don't think she intentionally did it. I think that's just the way she is. And that's what made it worse for me. Is like, she's gone in life and nobody has said anything to try and, you know, fix this personality that she's got, which isn't a very pleasant personality. Like, I don't know how you get to that point in life. Like, is it a point where you weren't there originally, but then something broke you, and now you just don't give a fuck?
I think it's just, like, as the older you get, the less of a fuck you give. And then because you're old, nobody calls you on your bullshit, so you just get away with it. And because you get away with it, you're like, well, nobody has an issue with it, so it's fine. And then you keep doing it, and nobody calls you out, so you just go further and further.
The worst part is when you call somebody out about it. Like, somebody that's old and clearly has never been called out on it before. It's like when we were talking about when people ask me where I come from. I'm just like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
That's, and they're like, oh, you know, because you're, you know, I'm like, because I'm what? Come on, say it, say it. I double dare you. I triple dare you.
You see, what I think you should start doing is just make up, like, any other reason for you possibly not being from the UK. But just, like, when they're like, because you're, you know, just like, what, because I'm fat? Because I've got glasses? Like, because what? And just any other reason until they finally are like, because you look Asian, dude. You look Asian. Stop talking, please. I would greatly enjoy that.
So I colored my hair, which we've told on the podcast 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
And I have a set of regular people that will come in and see me about their phone problems and everything. And there's a good percentage. I'd say there's maybe 60% of people that will come in and go, oh, I didn't recognize you because your hair. I'm like, I think that's a good thing. I think I don't want to speak to you too much now.
Is it not concerning that you work in a phone shop to fix phones, but you have regulars coming in about issues?
Oh, they're so straight. There's some strange people that come in that are regulars. It's not like there's anything difficult with their phone.
And technology.
Yeah, they just don't. No matter how many times you sit with them and slowly explain it or show them the icons and explain very thoroughly that this is what this. Like, I have explained. the internet browser options so many times.
Jesus.
To the elderly population. I have someone that comes in and they want like the what's it called? The Lotto results on their phone. So I'm like, okay, well, you tap on the internet button, then you tap on the top bar, and then you just type Euro Million results. And he's always like, and that'll work. I'm like, yep. It'll work, mate. And he's like, for real? I'm like, yeah, that's... I've just
How
showed
old
you.
Is this
I've
guy? Just done,
oh, he's like... He's just retired. I think he's like 63 or 64. But he thinks himself as a bit of a joker and he likes to mess around and have a few jokes. And he's like, oh, you know, I'm a welder, you know. I bet you can't weld. I'm like, but I can't either, mate. Like,
I bet I can Google it, though. Point.
If you sit me down and you show me how to weld, I will pick it up eventually, right? I don't know if you're trying or not here.
That is not a joke. That's just some dude trying to flex on you for no fucking reason. That just sounds like someone really insecure. Could like you're like, oh yeah, this is how you do it. And he's like, well, I can weld. What can you do, fucking loser? Yeah, suck it.
You know, as you say that, I'm like, yeah, okay, I can kind of, yeah, for every interaction I've had, that's the kind of vibe he gives. So now when I see him coming, I try to avoid it. I try to go to the cupboard, or I try to go into a corner, and like, hide, and be like, yeah. Oh no, you never saw me! That's a shame. I never even sold him the phone in the first place, it was somebody else.
Fuck.
But no, it's yeah. I love my job, man, but there's some downers on it.
That is my favorite way of someone describing something when they go, oh no, but yeah. Cause it just that sentence just conveys like I hate it. I really fucking hate it, but I can't say
that. Oh no, but yeah, I know what you mean. It's just I love my job. I love it. The best part of my job, right, that I found when I first started it was solving issues that I didn't think were issues. Like, figuring out how somebody had broken something to the point that they had and fixing it. I loved doing that. That was a great part of my job. But it's kind of done a flip now. I've passed the point of enjoying it where it's just irritating that they've somehow messed something up to that point, and I'm like, well, am I like? Am I a dictionary full of just words that you can't understand? Like, just don't. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And you've somehow broken it. Just leave it. Just fucking leave it, man.
I don't like that. I can agree with that, and I like completely understand it. Because the number of like people who have come in, and yeah, they've been like, oh, I don't know how to do this, or I don't know what this is, or. I'll be like, yeah, I want this. And I'll be like, okay, this is what you want. And they go, no, that's not what I want. And I'm like, well, they'll be like, I want this kind of tomato plant. And I'll be like, okay, that's the kind of tomato plant you want right there. And they'll go, no, that's not the one I want. And I'm like,
yeah.
You specified, like, what do you want me to do here? Like,
avoid that is you're just very broad about the question. When they come in and go, I'm looking for a tomato plant, you go, so do you want the tomatoes to be red? Is that what you want?
No.
And they're like, yes.
No, because they're not already grown. It's no, it's not like grown tomato plants, it's like the seeds. So it's before they've grown tomatoes and stuff. But you get different types of tomato plants.
Yeah.
No, there's like marshmallow, there's golden sunrise, Oh, there's one that begins with T. I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, they'll be like, I want this kind. And I'm like, okay, this is all our tomato plants. That's the one you said you wanted there. And they'll be like, I don't want that one anymore. Fuck. They'll be like, I need this kind of compost. And I'll be like, okay, we don't sell that. But this is very similar. It's actually better than the brand you want. And they'll be like, no, I don't want that one. It's not why I need, like, it is what you need. It's just a different brand, and you're dumb as shit, so you can't figure that out.
God.
Yeah, it's like, we do a farmyard manure thing, where we used to. It's been a bane in the ass to get it recently. I don't know why. So we bought a different kind of manure. It's similar. It's actually better in pretty much every way. I think it costs, like, £2 more. And the amount of customers who are like, I don't really want that one. I needed farmyard manure. And I'm like, motherfucker, it's the same thing. It's just not that brand. Buy the fucking shit.
Like, oh, Lord.
What does it matter if it comes from that people's fucking farm? Like, what does it matter if the pile of shit comes from that farm or that farm? Just buy it. It's shit. Also, I still maintain, if you can't lift it, you can't buy it. Fuck off.
It's a good rule. It's a good rule.
It's so annoying having customers come up to me and be like, oh, I need some help with this. And they bought like 15 bags of fucking bark. And I'm like, great. Guess I'm going to be broken for the rest of the week.
Oh, fuck that.
Yes, 100 liters of bark. That's heavy shit. By the way, didn't realize 100 liters of bark was that fucking heavy. Picked them up, and I was just like, oh, kill me. Kill me now. And then they'll be like, oh, I'm parked on the other side of the car park. And I'm like, eh. And then we're like, are you okay? And I can't be like, no, this shit's heavy. Hurry up. So I've just got to be like, hey, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
You're a big, strong male, Alex. You've got this. You're the alpha. You should be there like, no, this shit's heavy. You want to carry it? Like, fucking hurry up.
It's so annoying. Like, I wouldn't care as much if they were just like, oh, yeah, I can't carry it. Could you? And then leave it there. It's the fact that they try and come up with, like, excuses to not carry it. And I'm like, I don't need your life story. Just let's go. What was the most recent one? This lady, and she's like, oh, normally my husband carries it, but he's got something or other wrong with his back, so he can't. And I was like, as I was walking, it was like, all right, cool. Like, it's nice that you're trying to talk to me, but I don't need your life story. I just need to get this shit to your car so I can put it the fuck down.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, it is a interesting event. See, the only time, like, I would go really far out of my way to help a customer, like, set something up in their phone, on their phone with their car, is if it was doing, like, a Bluetooth connection with them. And they just had no, like, they were old enough to the point where I was concerned that they would break the phone trying to do it. So I'm like, do you want me to help you with that? And they're like, yeah, that'd be nice. And, like, we're going down the escalator, and the escalator is real fucking... Well, it's not slow, it's just... It feels so slow when you're standing on that escalator with a customer, and all you're doing is holding their phone, and you're like...
Escalator is slow.
Yeah. It's like, yes. Oh, Lord. And whenever you... There's no good conversation to start. Or maybe I'm just that antisocial that I don't try hard enough. I'm just kind of like, so how's your day been? You got plans after this? You know, that awkward bus chatter kind of stuff.
I don't think there is a good conversation to have on that, on an escalator. Like, there's no comfortable, unless you know the person. In general, I don't think there's a comfortable conversation anywhere unless you're friends with that person, or you at least vaguely know them.
Yeah, I think you just need to kind of vaguely know them to thingy. I'm more than happy to listen to them ramble. I accept that. You know, if you want to moan about, you know, whatever you want to moan about, how your children don't speak to you, how you don't have a great relationship with your wife, how everything's kind of crumbling down, go for it, man. I'll sit and listen to your problems. Just don't expect a reply. just let it all out, you know. I feel like a therapist sometimes. I've sat down with customers and they've told me their full life story and why it's not going well. And I'm just thinking, yeah, life shit, ain't it, huh? Like, it's just not where we wanted it to be.
Desperately want. Can the next time a customer does that, can you just be like, it's rough, buddy?
No, I don't think I have it in me. Even with the masks on, I don't think I have it in me to break somebody like that. Because whenever somebody's like letting out their life story, I presume that they're just not in a good place.
I mean, no. It doesn't come across as like, I really don't give a shit. I don't think it does. I mean, depending on how you say it.
I'd say it pretty sarcastically.
I think you could say it and get away with it.
That's rough, buddy.
Hey, you just go, oh, that's rough, buddy.
It's the buddy in the end. I don't feel it. It does the person justice, you know?
Could first. I mean, they could finish and you just went like, unlucky!
Sucks to be you, buddy. goodness, I don't know. Fucking people and conversations.
I do think it's weird how, like, comfortable customers are with telling employees about their life.
I don't... You just must be having a shit time if you're letting it all out to me.
Stopping someone in the street and being like, so my wife's leaving me, it's been a rough few weeks. One of the kids has cancer, and it's like, it's just a weird, like, it's a weird thing of just like inherently they trust you with their issues and like conversations. But
yeah,
we're strangers, mate. I know I'm serving, but we still don't know each other.
I'm like, I'm not getting paid enough for this shit. Like, what does a therapist make? You know, you gotta be transferring that money to me. I'll listen to your problem then. I feel like we should just start a side business where it's just confession to us. Where it's kind of just like, you know how in like the movies from like the 20s and 30s, whenever a character goes to a church, there's the confession stand. It's basically that, but you pay us.
You know, that's a real thing, right? That's not just like a movie thing. There are confessions.
Yeah, I know that. I've not ever seen one in person, other than in Aberdeen. I've seen one in an Aberdeen church. But that's it.
No, it's just the way you were talking about it. Made it sound like you thought it was just like this movie thing that never happened. Like, it doesn't actually have a real...
Well, I don't feel like I've ever heard of it happening in our time recently.
I've never heard of like a church I know that does it, but there are churches that do it.
I presume there are churches that do it, but I've just never heard of one that I know that does it.
I'm so confused to what we're fucking talking about.
A confession booth.
Yeah, that's what I got. And then you guys are saying that it doesn't exist anymore, or
what?
The way Orion worded it initially made it sound like it was just like this movie trope that they had invented, and it wasn't like an actual thing. So I was saying, like, no, it's a real thing. Like, it's not just a movie. And he's saying, yeah, but he's never heard or seen a like real confessional.
God damn it, Mass.
And I'm just not a church goer.
You're in the heartland of Christianity.
Do you have a weekly confession that you do, Keelan?
Rome.
I haven't done confession in about since like 2013.
You got nothing on your chest that you want to get off there?
Nope.
uh You know, that's the one thing that I feel
confession
like...
Confession is the biggest load of bollocks I've ever seen in my life. It's literally just gossip for fucking priests.
That is true, but I do think it is a good thing. I think there should be confessionals for, like, general public.
Yeah, you know.
Because nice to get that thing off your chest, like... And then also, it means I wouldn't have to deal with it in the shop. I wouldn't have to deal with, like, random customers being in and being like, dog lost a leg, I'm going to have to put it down. And, like, and I, like, I don't... Okay, that's a bummer, but, like, I don't...
Oh! I'm
dog.
So, what? there's a person that I know.
Oh, wait. Please tell me you're not going to be like, yeah, I know someone who's losing a dog.
No, I'm not.
Right, did I talk about Fuck Sony, by the way? I can't remember if I did that in the last 2 weeks or whatever.
I don't think so.
Pretty much, Fortnite have officially given a middle finger to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
drop them in shit. Yeah, in their lawsuit with, what'd you call it? Apple?
Apple.
Is it Apple?
Yeah, it's Apple.
Yeah. Fired off a shot and hit Sony in the side when they weren't paying attention. Sony are assholes and are pretty much staunchly refusing to do crossplay.
Yeah.
For Fortnite.
For gaming in general.
In general, Sony pretty much straight up refuses to do crossplay.
Oh. Yeah, no, yeah. That doesn't surprise me. That came out ages ago.
Well, it was not officially. There was no official proof, so it could have been the game companies themselves. It could have been Sony, Microsoft, or whoever. So there's official confirmation, but now with the court hearing and stuff, there's been official proof that it is Sony, fuck them very much, drown in a hole.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Right, okay, I'm going to restart my thingy now. Start.
Okay.
This has been a fucking wreck of a podcast. There's a customer that came in. I set up his phone for him, sent him on his way. He came back maybe 6 months later to a year later, and he got help from Ryan, another colleague at the time. And he told Ryan that I had lost him £2,000. And that's a lot of fucking money. And he claimed that it was
How did you lose him £2,000?
He claimed that because my voice is really loud, I said his name so loudly that somebody that owed him £2,000 in the shop essentially ran away with £2,000 they owed him. And that's because of me. It's because I said his name too loud. And he was really annoyed at the time, and I remember he threatened to punch me because I lost him this £2,000. And I was like, I've not lost you that £2,000. I do not know what you're on about. And Ryan had to be like, okay, this is odd. We sent him on his way, whatever. And I was like, Ryan, I didn't lose him that £2,000. I don't know what he's on about. I've never heard. He never came back and said anything to me. He'd never spoken to me again. And I thought it was really fucking weird. And time goes by and everything. And I grow this resentment. I remember the man. I remember what he's claimed about me. And about a year and a half later, he comes back in. And he's like, I'm looking for a new phone because this one's starting to give way. Can you help me? And I'm like, I look around. I'm like, me? You're asking me? Like, the guy that lost you £2,000, you're asking me? Okay, sure. And I set him up on his new phone. And he starts acting all buddy-buddy with me. And he's like, you know, I'm having this kind of day. I've just bought a new van, and it lets me go around with the dog brilliantly. I'm like, okay, cool. And then, like, every 2 to 4 months, he has come in since. And he just kind of gives me an update on how his life's going, and how I'm, you know, how he's doing. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? He's recently come in, and he has said that there is somebody that is coming into his apartment and stealing stuff from his house. And he knows who it is, but he doesn't have proof. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's pretty serious. Do you have any security camera? Like, trying to... Because I don't know if he's for real or not at this point anymore, because he made that claim that I stole... Not I stole, but I made him lose 2,000 pounds. I don't trust anything that comes out of his mouth anymore. I'm just kind of like, I don't know what the fuck's going on here. And he's telling me about how this guy's been eyeing up his screwdrivers, and he stole his old phone and put it back, and it was in the cupboard. And I was like, holy shit, this sounds really serious. Have you spoken to the police? And he's like, no, I can't prove it. I'm like, this is something that you should speak to the police about, because I don't know what to do. And if the police came and asked me, I'd be like, he might be crazy. This guy might be crazy. I don't know. Like, because he's been lovely to me at times, but he's also, like, threatened me at others. And I'm like,
Jesus.
I don't know what's going on here. He really likes to threaten this guy that he thinks is stealing from him. And he's told me I should give him a good punch. And I'm like, I guess, if he's stealing from you. But you need to, like, how? It's fucking insane. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? Just shit like that.
That's some bullshit.
I don't understand. I don't understand people. Also, I went back. There's going to be a huge cut for anybody listening. I went back and I figured out the reason that it sounded like a beard was scratching against my microphone is because it was. The Skype pad changed my mic from the snowball at some point to the... to the earphones that I'm using to listen to you guys. So you would have heard the microphone scratching against my actual beard. I feel so sorry. Because well, for the first 40 minutes, you're going to have to listen to that kind of quality. Because I did not pick up
the quality wasn't that bad.
See, I'd automatically thought that it had gone to the snowball. Because I always check at the start of the podcast before I record if it's on the right one. This is the one podcast that I did not do that check, and it fucked itself up halfway through. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I don't know. It's been fucking insane.
So, the best TV show in the world is finally getting its reunion.
Oh?
Yeah. Friends.
See, I'm not a big fan of Friends. I like making references from Friends, but I've recently gone back and looked through a few of the episodes, and they're not actually funny. I don't think they're funny.
Yeah, I don't like
Friends. 10 years ago, or even like 3-4 years ago, I thought they were funny, but looking back at it properly, I'm like,
nah.
This isn't. How did this do well? You know.
Because at the time, it was like no show.
It was that, yeah, one show on TV.
I mean, you get that, though. There's always that one show at some point. Like,
I suppose... I think it was key for pushing TV into a different direction at the time. But looking back at it, it's not as good. I suppose it's like that with most TV shows and movies, unless they're Robin Williams content. It's just not great.
Why specifically him?
I don't know, just because you'd sent me a Snapchat the other day talking about Mrs. Doubtfire, and I couldn't think of a movie that had like super shitty jokes or transphobic jokes, or gay jokes. Like, I just can't think of any times that he made those in a movie. I mean,
that entire movie is technically
a trans joke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I never thought of it like that, but yeah. Yeah, I guess it is. That's the joke. Huh. I don't know how to feel about it.
I don't know how you missed that.
Maybe because I never saw it as the joke.
It's like, the plot of the movie.
Yeah, I think I've always just considered it the plot and not a joke. But yeah, that's the slowest I've been on a joke my whole life, I think. Fuck. Damn. Okay, well, that happened. Yeah. What else have you guys been up? Have you been up to anything else, Keelan?
Bad Batch.
Oh yeah, Bad Batch. You guys want to discuss that?
I haven't watched anything since. So if you guys want to chat about it, that's cool with me. I'll just unplug.
Since what?
I haven't watched it.
Since the first episode.
It's kind of going flat.
Oh.
Oh, really? I don't know.
The first episode was very good. The second and third, I'm kind of like, Like, they're interesting. I'm gonna keep watching, but I'm not like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's not got the same effect.
Not at all.
That's interesting. I'll need to give it a watch. This is my first day off, so... shit. I might not even have the day off tomorrow, so I offered to do overtime tomorrow. I offered to do a 12 to 4 shift, and I got a message about noon today asking if I'd be willing to do a 9 to 6 shift if another colleague turns out that they've been in contact with a COVID person. And I still don't know if I'm going to be in 9 to 6 or not. I'll let you know as soon as I can if she's having to isolate or not. I still don't know. I said, so do I turn up at 9 o'clock or do I just hold out till 12?
I would say hold out till 12.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, you know, you're late, I guess. But
hold out. Don't bother.
See, my logic behind it is that I only offer to do the 12 to 4 shift because it's like a tiny bit of extra money, but I can also sleep in. Like, I can get a decent lie in the morning, you know, 9, 10 o'clock. I thought that's quite nice to have. But I think I'll just sleep in, and if I'm late, I'm late.
So, do you guys remember Boogie 2988?
Oh, I wanted to talk about him.
Yeah. My guy's in jail.
Yeah, do you want to explain the story for Alex? Just in case he doesn't know.
Sure, I guess. Or the audience as well. So basically what happened is that this guy, Frank Hassel, is his name. And judging by his name, you could probably guess his content. He likes to hassle people, hence the name Frank Hassel. He said a lot of things to Boogie, like, oh, I'm going to sissy fuck you or something like that. I'm going to turn you into a sissy. I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to make you a sissy and all this other shit. Anyway, long story short, Frank Hassel showed up to Boogie's house and Boogie came out. Well, before that, Boogie was like, don't show up. I will kill you and all this other shit. Frank Hassel landed at his house and then Boogie came out with a gun and he was pointing the gun at Frank Hassel. A lot of people have made memes about it. You can see it on Twitter. You can see it on Facebook. Hilarious. This is going back months ago, by the way. So Boogie shoots a warning shot in, like, you know, in the air, but Boogie isn't that experienced with weapons. So, like, he could have aimed low and it could have hit someone or could have ricocheted or something. It was terrible, but it didn't hit anyone. But regardless, it was still a crime, I think, wherever he was... wherever he's based, I'm not sure where he is. Anyway, flashback to now, or this week, Boogie got arrested, and he said that he's willing to do the time, and he's currently in the county jail.
Yeah.
And that guy, Frank Hassel, is, like, taking the piss, and there's a, you know, there's one of those, like, petitions. Yeah, there's like those petitions that, like, it has like over 1,000 signatures, maybe 2,000, saying give Boogie the death penalty. And that guy that, you know, provoked Boogie is like sharing it and laughing and making jokes about it. even though it's his fault, he's in jail.
See, but... he needs punished. I'm just going to come out and say what I think of it. I think he needs severely punished because what Boogie. He is... No, the other guy. Like, Boogie does need Frank. Punished, but Frank needs punished more because what he's essentially doing is inviting people to go to creators' homes, like celebrities and, you know, your YouTubers, and harass them and cause them, you know, you're eventually going to cause anxiety, you're going
to have... See, Boogie told him not to come. Like, that's the thing. Like, Boogie told him not to come, and then that fucking Frank Hassel guy was documenting.
Yeah, he also threatened him.
Yeah, he threatened him,
several times.
Yeah, I know.
That's why Boogie had the gun.
Yeah, I know. I'm 100% on Boogie's side on this, because, well, for example, Rooster Teeth has a member of staff called Gavin, and we've spoken about Gavin before, I think, on podcast. And Gavin Free, that's his last name.
Hi, Gavin. Hi, mate, Gavin. The one who, lives over the road,
Gavin?
Have you seen Gavin? So, Gavin Free and Meg Turney live together, and they're both YouTubers, essentially. And they, at one point, had somebody come in to break into their house and threaten them with a gun because he was under this kind of idea that him and Meg were meant to be together, and he was insane, essentially. And this guy that's harassing Boogie is just a different kind of mentally ill person to me. Like,
he's a dick.
He should not be allowed
to to be an edgy content creator when in reality he's just a fucking moron.
He needs banned off of all platforms at this point.
No, he's not an edgelord.
A cunt. There's being edgy and there's
stalking someone.
Stalking, harassing. This is beyond. Like, this just shows that we don't do enough to stop stalkers. We don't do enough to stop harassment of this kind. But I think it's because people just don't know what to do. Like, the police, police...
Yeah, well, that's the issue. There's not much... But for online stuff, you can block the person harassing you. But for, people, turning up outside your house, there's not much you can do. It's a public area. Other than, a restraining order, maybe.
Yeah. See, I think you need a restraining order, and then you need to call the police if they broke that. But that's...
I doubt you get the restraining order, though. That's my point.
I don't know how easy or difficult they are to get. But for Boogie, I feel like he should have been able to get a restraining order against this guy with the threats that came from him.
Yeah.
But I don't know at the end of the day. I think Boogie is in the right. Other than, obviously, actually firing, he shouldn't have fired. But at the end of the day, isn't America all about how you have your own gun to protect you against everything? Like, this just shows that it's an even stupider law than it is.
Yeah, I know, man.
You've got the NRA being like, oh, you've got your gun to protect you and everything, you know? Fucking, obviously not. He's he had his gun to protect him, and he used it, and it's not gone his way. Fucking hell, mate. What more of a point do you want to yourself? If not for the ridiculous amount of school shootings, this... if you can't understand school shootings, then understand this. Your guns are not doing you any good. And they've put the person that was the original victim in a worse place. Oh, Lord. Fucking hell. Yeah, that's the reason I wanted to talk about it. Because it just pisses me off. This has pissed me off to no end because I feel so bad for him. But at the same time, I'm like... Yeah, you followed the rules from what I understand. You followed the laws. And this is how it's going. There's something wrong with your laws. Fucking hell. But it just the idea of that stalker, that harasser being able to do all of that and have no punishment, that pisses me off. I don't know why Twitter haven't banned him for going against any violations. Surely he's going against violations with the way he threatens and harasses people like that.
Clearly not, if he's still on YouTube and every other platform that he uses. I don't know. I think he's a dick. No, I don't think he's a dick. I think he's a cunt. It's not content.
It's way beyond that. It's
literally hassle and harassment, I guess. But that's his name, so obviously he's going to use that as much as possible.
So this is Twitter's official T's and C's about abusive behavior. You may not engage in targeted harassment of someone or incite other people to do so. We consider abusive behavior an attempt to harass, intimidate, or silence somebody else's voice. Rationale: on Twitter, you should feel safe expressing your unique point of view. We believe in freedom of expression and open dialogue, but that means little as an underlying philosophy if voices are silenced because people are afraid to speak up. I would like Twitter's official word on this. What do you think about this guy, Twitter?
I want Twitter to not exist anymore. I want it to be. I just want it gone off the face of the earth. Twitter is hell, literally. I don't like it.
We prohibit behavior that harasses or intimidates or is otherwise intended to shame or degrade others. In addition to posing risk to people's safety, abusive behavior may also lead to physical and emotional hardships for those affected. How? Like, just shut down. Just shut it down. I love these conversations because it just, at the end of it, I always feel the same thing, which is, I would love to be a tyrant just to stop it myself. But you can't be. Like, so this is interesting. I actually wanted to talk about this with Alex. I was going to do it off podcast, but I may as well just do it on podcast. So in Scotland, you've got your SNPs. What are they called? Your MPs, your political things.
Yep.
Shit. I've forgotten all my words and logic here. But there's two young people positions opening up. Well, there's actually five in the northeast of Scotland. And I was going to tell Alex he should go for it.
Why?
Just because I feel like it'd be something fun for you to do and something that, you know, you'd actually do properly.
I'll be honest, I don't know. I'm not 100% on what you're telling me I should be doing.
Yeah, I'm going to go find the official terminology and here.
Also, go fuck yourself. Do it yourself, you lazy bastard.
I would, but I feel like nobody would listen to me.
Oh, whereas, yeah, why not? Listen to me.
You're more annoying about it.
Thanks.
No worries. I support you 100%.
It's your friends. Well, I think I wanted to hear. Yeah, they've listened to you. You're obnoxious as fuck.
I feel like that's how you have to be in politics sometimes. For someone to listen, you just have to be an asshole about it.
I don't know. I don't think I agree with that sentiment.
Oh, no, that's not it. Fuck. I should have saved it or sent it to you or something. This is horrible preparation for me. But no, it's... Our conversations always lead me with the idea that it's just the world is just a shitty place and something needs to be done, but nothing's being done. Like, there's always, like, there's people like us that will talk about it, but, you know.
There's nothing we can do, literally.
Even if you go out your way to try and do, like, a poll or something, like, not a poll, one of those change.org things, what is that actually going to do at the end of the day? You've not done anything. You've just essentially done a digital email to Parliament that they're going to ignore. I'm sorry, but that's how I see it. I don't know. I really don't know. I can't find what I'm looking for, Alex. I'll talk to you about it afterwards, I guess. But that's annoying that I've not saved it.
I'm extremely curious. I do want to know. I think it would be interesting to lead like a political party and like have proper like try and get into the world of politics. My issue is I just don't give a shit.
So I found the post, so I'm going to read you the full post and everybody on the podcast. Young people in Aberdeenshire are being encouraged to stand for election to the Scottish Youth Parliament. The Scottish Youth Parliament is the democratically elected voice of the nation's young people. Elections are held every 2 years for those aged between 14 and 25 are being invited to stand and become a member. Young people can stand for the following seven seats in four Aberdeenshire constituencies. Aberdeenshire East, 2 seats. Aberdeenshire West, 2 seats. North of Mearns, 1 seat. Banffshire and Bucking Coast, 2 seats. So what I'm saying is, me and you should just go for the East. We should do this. We'll take over the world together.
Well, what do we actually do?
So anyone considering standing should complete an expression of interest form, which I've now screenshotted.
No. I don't mean like to do it, get into it. I mean like, what do you do as one of them? Like, what's the purpose of the role?
You voice where's the direction Scotland should be going, I guess.
To some other people, like to just some like the random people who have set this up, like politicians, what?
As one of the two MSYPSs in your local authority, through a number of voluntary organizations that have represented the votes of young people, give MSYPS mandate to represent the views of Scotland in the last election in 2000. I feel like we just go to Parliament, mate. I feel like that's my understanding of what this is.
I just go to Parliament.
I think you just kind of follow your person around. I'm trying to find more about it as we do this. So
they're looking for lap dogs, essentially.
We would be lap dogs of Mr. Douglas Dolphindley.
Classic Doug.
Oh no, that's the candidate. Who's Douglas Findlay? Why have I never heard of him? You know what? We've not set this up very well, have we? As a country, we've not done this well. I don't know anything about this. We've exposed our own government here. Fuck. I feel bad that I really don't know what they do. Like, I feel like, so you know how Scotland is doing their under 21s get free transportation, public transportation, from June the 21st?
What the?
Yeah, free public transportation.
That is bullshit.
What do you mean that's bullshit?
I had to pay. They can pay too, fuckers.
That's such fucking... Nah, they've been fighting. It's come from the Greens party, that, from what I understand. The SNP have taken claim of it. They're claiming that they're the ones that came up with the idea, but they're in a joint government with the Greens, and it came from the Greens. So,
good
fuck
for
it.
Them. I don't give a shit. Nah, I have to pay, they pay.
Well, here's where this will piss you off more. They were aiming to do an under 25 one, but it got pushed as being too expensive. So... Or at least that's what I understand.
Fuming. Actual fuming right now.
So that's why we should be in the young MSP or whatever. So we can go through and tell them they fucked up. This should be from under
25.
I think it's a great idea. I do think it's a great idea. I'm just sad it wasn't introduced when I was under 21. Fucking, you know, it's been way useful, you know. That's going to help people out, get college, university, whatever. Great for them.
I'm so annoyed now. That's AIDS.
So, yeah.
Where was that when I could have fucking used that?
I don't know, but if you'd been a member of the Young Party Person's Party or whatever it's called, I've already forgotten the name of it, you could have been there on the front lines demanding it. You know,
I'd rather not have it. I'll be honest.
Oh Lord. Anyways, that's what I saw. I should have really screenshotted more of the stuff I wanted to talk about. I've just forgotten everything. But yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. Keelan, would you do that for Ireland if you had the opportunity?
What, free transport?
Yeah, I was actually meaning, like, would you be, like, a party member? But, you know, for the free transport.
Oh, sorry. Would I be... Nah, probably not, because... Nah. I don't think I could.
Well, just not interested.
Not that I'm not interested, it's just I don't think... I don't think it's for me, just...
See, I would argue that we are the three better people to choose here, just because of how we argue about stuff. Like,
yeah, but I don't think that's good.
I feel like we would just get more done.
Nah,
I mean, I could do a better job right now than what our current Prime Minister, well, Tuesday would be Prime Minister, but our Taoiseach, I could do a better job than our current Taoiseach right now.
Isn't he worried about this new woman one?
Isn't he worried about what?
The new woman elect.
Oh, lady. Yeah. He's the two of them are, yeah.
Oh,
it is what it is.
We've got 10, 15 minutes left. Actually, yeah, we'd have about 15 minutes left. I really should have did a timestamp of when we started recording. But, anything you guys kind of want to talk about for the last 15 minutes?
I did. But I can't. I didn't put it in my notes.
You didn't put it in your notes? Oh, fair. I can't even get angry at you because I've done the exact same this week. I've not been prepped for this at all. Oh, fuck. I've been watching... I wanted to speak to Alex about this. I've been watching Disney Plus's Solar Opposites.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't quite like the show. The main show's storyline. I'm loving this side storyline of In the Wall. Of, like, this fucking...
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah.
This political, like, kind of fucked up... Yeah, I was gonna say European, but I don't even know
what the word is. European.
Yes, I think that's the word.
That is the word you mean.
Yeah, kind of story, and I just think it's fucking brilliant. Are you up to date with it?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know, unless they've been releasing episodes, and I just don't know about it. They've met, like, other aliens on their planet and stuff now.
I think that's just the start of season two.
I don't know.
I'm, like, on episode six, season two. Where are you just, like, in the story wall part? The important
one? I don't know. Fuck knows.
Oh, man. You're missing
out. You just watched it.
Honestly, I was watching it earlier today, and I thought, I don't need the main show. Just give me this one. Like... This is way more interesting to me.
It's entertaining. I wouldn't say it's that good, dude. Chill out.
Oh, compared to the main show, I was like, this is way better. Like,
I'm on season 2, episode 3. That's the last thing I watched.
Okay, so you're like 3 episodes before me. That's cool. I just won't talk about it then.
I mean, I'm not really well.
Oh, they've from where you've watched, there's like this murderer in the wall. And they don't know who it is. So they've gotten the guy, the executive producer of Bones to investigate. I love that it's just random people. I think that's what I really enjoy. It's just these random people taking up these different roles. It's just, they've gone for like the most cartoon logic, but it kind of makes sense in my head as well where they're coming from. And this Bones guy, he's investigating these murders to figure out who's doing it, because the wall has been cleaned up compared to season one. He finds this murderer, and two people barge in, and they end up killing the murderer, which is not... Yeah, it's not great. But it's that kind of old detective swing where he's like, it's not quite right, the right man. He wasn't the murderer. And it's just an interesting story, I think. It's not interesting, it's just funny. Like, the stupid shit that comes from that show.
That's what I like. Like, it's a, like, Rick and Morty is funny, but I think it takes itself seriously as well. I feel like this show is, like, all of the bits and stuff that they thought up for Rick and Morty, but we're like, nah, it's too stupid. We can't put that in there. I feel like that's what this show is, and I really enjoy that because I like the, like, stupid nonsense, dumb jokes. Like, I think it's just a very, very easy show to chill out and, like, zone out watching.
Yeah, I get to that.
Like, the episode where they use the time machine to try and get rid of the new friend.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, like, that episode, it's really stupid, but it's just, like, an entertaining, like, good couple of laughs of, like, them trying to fuck him over so they don't have to be friends with him anymore because they don't like his personality.
It's just, like, a pure adult cartoon. Like...
Yeah. That's what I mean, yeah, it's, like, it's Rick and Morty, but, like, the dumb shit that they thought of and were like, nah, we can't add that in. It doesn't really fit in with the Rick and Morty feel.
Oh. Yeah.
Because, like, description. Rick and Morty is a dumb show, like, stupid, but it's, like, highly intelligent, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's linear. It has all its points to make. Yeah, that's very fair. That's very fair.
Be like, small, whatever. Sure, funny.
Fuck.
Keelan? English aliens, though.
I've forgotten what I was going to say. So, Alex, you purchased yourself something new recently as well?
Oh, yeah, I bought a chair today.
Adult move.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. So, the chair I'm currently using, I hate with every fiber of my being. It is the biggest piece of shit. I'll send you a photo. Right?
Mm-hmm.
One sec, where'd I put my phone? God damn it.
This is going perfectly.
It is. I genuinely can't figure out why I did it with my phone. Got it.
Oh, we're top of the end.
We are top one. Yeah. There you go. That's the chair I'm currently using.
It's like a kitchen table chair for anyone listening.
That's exactly what it is. It was in the kitchen. It was from like a kitchen table, and we were like, "Well, we don't need this anymore because we don't have a kitchen table." I needed a chair for my computer desk that I got, so I was like, "I'll just steal one of those." The cushion in it, long gone. So I was like, "Fuck it, I'll just use an old pillow we had." That's now long gone, as you can see in the photo. It's like, it's long gone. So every time I sit on it, it's like I'm sitting on brick. So my ass, like, if me and Ryan jump on Apex for like 2 hours, I get up and I've got to like stretch my ass out because it's fucking killing me. I bought a gaming chair today. Like, it's an ergonomic chair. So, you know, I won't be in fucking pain. £99. £99, though.
Dang.
That's not bad.
That's what I said. And Ryan was like, oh my god, that's so expensive. I'm like, that's pretty good for a gaming chair.
No, it's pretty good, yeah. Most gaming chairs are about $249 to $349.
What'd you get out of these chairs? I'll need to come and investigate this chair and see, like...
Depending on, you can get some that have got like sound systems embedded in them.
Oh. And
you could connect it to your TV, so you get like a surround sound sort of deal.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, some you can get USB slots on them, so you could like plug in your phone to charge it, that kind of thing. It depends what kind of chair you're looking for. I went, according to my thing, it says massager, so there better be a fucking massage thing on that, because dope. If not, I won't be too devastated, but
yeah. Yeah, you can only hope. No, that's fair. That's fair. I can respect that a lot more now. I don't know. I don't know. See, when we play Apex, I end up standing because I get too engrossed in it. I'm like, yeah, fuck him up. Fuck him up. But,
I never understood that. I never get... People that stand up and play games, I don't get it.
In my defense, my TV is high up on the wall.
Caleb. Nah, he's clearly just never been good at a game. If you're trying to sweat, you stand up.
Yeah. Like,
it's the three stages. They're sat back, comfortable in your chair, and then the other team starts winning, so you're like, ah, let me turn this up a notch, and you lean forward. Stage two, you start doing a little better. They pick up their game too. They've leant forward as well. So you're like, right, I got to take it to the final stage. And then you stand up and it's full sweat. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Well, that's me called out.
Yeah. It's the same with, like, racing games. If you're, like, you hit a corner and you're like, ooh, I'm going to go wide. You lean for some reason as if that's going to that's gonna help the car suddenly fucking gain traction and go around the corner. You're like, oh, I got this. I'll lean right with you, car. You can make it now.
Oh,
damn the accuracy.
Yeah. that reminds me. Last time I played, I was playing, I think it was Call of Duty. No, it must have been Rainbow Six. Yeah, it must have been Rainbow Six, because you could do the, like, tilt thing. Yeah. I was at a wall, and I was aiming at it, and I knew there was someone down the corner, like, just around the corner of the wall I was on. And I physically, as a person, leaned, and then went, wait, what am I doing? No. Just sat back upright, and then, like, clicked the stick in. And I was like, why did I lean as if that would, like, let me peek around the corner? It's just, I don't know what, like, it was just this weird malfunction in my brain of, like, oh, yeah, I can just lean, and I could see around that corner. And then it's like, no, wait, I need to move my character in order to do that. It doesn't work if I lean.
Oh, me. Yeah, fair.
Chat, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of all the times that I've got way too engrossed in that game. I feel like gaming takes my anger out again.
Oh, like, definitely. Yeah.
I used to be a very angry... I've been thinking about this a lot recently. I used to be a very angry child. I used to be a very shitty child. And I've realized I'm a very passive kind of person now. I'm very relaxed and I just don't give a fuck anymore kind of person. But when it comes to Alex and myself playing Apex, I 100% get mad when we've got a teammate that ain't pulling their weight, or they're rushing off without us, or they've stolen all the best loot. I feel that inner anger that I had as a child come out, and it rages, man. It fucking rages. I'm ready to beat this fucker up. I'm ready to fuck him up. Like,
are they, like, refuse to pick up stuff? And you're like, dude, you're about to die. Just heal. We're not in combat. The two of us are right beside you. Stop and heal. They hear bullets and they're sprinting at it. And it's like, you're going to die, dickhead. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop. No. And then sure enough, they go down and then they ping you like 50 times to be like, why haven't you picked me up? Why haven't you picked me up? What the fuck? You let me die. And it's like... Motherfucker.
That's the worst ones, is the ones that ping constantly. I'm like, how have you gone as an adult and thought, yes, me.
I fucking messaged one of them. I actually sent one of them a message because I was like, what the actual fuck is wrong with you? Like, mate, what actual fuck? Yeah, I literally sent him a message being like, what the fuck? Because he died, I revived him, and then he just ran off. When he landed, We got attacked, like, he landed. We got attacked by another team. I wiped out the team that killed him. Got him, revived him. He landed and just fucked off. Like, he got his shit and then just fucked off. So I then died by another squad pushing us. And I was like, what? So I sent him a message. I was like, what the fuck? Because he was spamming his ping. And he replied, and he was like, oh, this is what he said. He's like, get in my loot because you didn't help me before. To which I just messaged him back. I was like, I was killing the other teammate, and you didn't need to spam the ping. I knew you died. it's so distracting because you're like, you're trying to A, listen for them coming around you, B, fucking focus on where they're moving on screen, and then all you can hear in the background is ting, 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 ting. It's like, fuck up. Oh my god.
Fucking insane. People are just insane. Like,
yeah. The thing that I see most is it's never kids either, it's always like grown adults.
Oh, yeah. It makes it way worse. Like, way, way worse.
It's always grown adult. It's never a kid. It's always someone in their, like, 20s or 30s. It's he fit because you lost. And it's like, my bad, I can solo every, like, all 200 people in this game. That's on me. You're right.
I'm always convinced that when it's somebody like that, their life is not where they want it to be. Like, they expect it to be driving Ferraris, fucking supermodels, whatever. Just not playing Apex with us. And we're like, fucking, just, you know. It's not even big dick energy. It's just big arsehole energy. Like, nobody wants you to be.
I don't even think it's that. I just think it's people who aren't happy with their life. Like,
that's what I mean.
They have a job they don't like. And they just, rather than being like, well, I hate this job, I'll find something else, they just stay in it. And then they're miserable, and then they're, like, moody as shit at home. And then, yeah, they end up like that, and they're like, oh, this is my escape, this is my me time, you gotta take it real. Dead serious. Friend X, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. I guess.
I've been listening to a YouTuber called Kurt Crab, and he talks about D&D stuff. And it's like, he talks about that guy when playing D&D, and there's been several stories, and every single one of them, I'm just like, that is Friend X. That's exactly how I imagine he would be like in this situation. Every single one of them, like, every single one. There's one where the guy's like, he pretty much is like, he demands his character be made like this super powerful OP, like, he's the focus of the story. Nobody else gets to be in charge, like, bullies the DM and, like, all the other people in the game into being like, well, this is your show, and this is all about you, and we're just here as background.
Oh, God.
That's him. That's Friend X.
Yeah.
That was him when we did that, whatever it was. It wasn't D&D, but...
It's like a D&D mash, our own style.
No, it was not a mash. It was like a butcher. But yeah, that's like exactly what he did. Of like, we were playing it, we were having a fun time, and then he would be like, I'm a knight with like magic. What was it? Like in the dead granda who's like a wizard or some shit.
Yeah, his granddad was like this dead wizard, and he had all this magical powers that had passed on to him or something like that.
Yeah, and while we're playing, right, I was an actual wizard with the dopest name ever, Shalom Shalot. The fucking G, the MVP himself. I don't know how. Honestly, that character made me laugh so hard. I don't know where I came up with that name either. But anyway, I digress. Yeah, he kept being like, oh, I want to have these powers and this and that. And that was like, that's not how the game, that's not how it works. Is you start off as like, kind of like Skyrim, you start off as a bitch and then slowly you become this super powerful character. But he just kept being like, I want to be able to do this and that and raise dead and blah, blah, blah. And we're like, Grant, that's not... That takes the fun out of it. Yeah. It's not fun if it's just like a... I walk into the town. We're attacked by bandits or whatever. I murder them all. Next stage.
You're describing so many novels I've recently read.
Yeah. And that's just what he kept trying to turn it into. And like he kept complaining and whining because... we weren't having it. And then right at the end, Narayan eventually gave in and was just like, oh, fuck it. And gave him what he wanted. And he looked so happy about it. Smug. And I was like, fuck you.
See, I wouldn't say I fully gave in, though, because I controlled it completely. I was like, you get no control over this. I get to be God here. I'm going to do it.
It was still him, though.
It was his character, yes.
You said what happened, but it was still him, which gives him the satisfaction.
I did not see it like that at the time. But yeah. Honestly, that was one of my favorite games we've ever played. Like, it had a good story to it. Well, it didn't even have a good story. I don't remember the story.
Something about demons or some shit.
Yeah,
I had
like
a dragon.
The demon stole something from the kingdom.
That was fun.
It was a very, like, standard kind of plot to every, like, isekai story kind of thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyways, I feel like it's time to wrap things up.
Fair enough. All right, never mind now.
Do you want to tell the story? We can go an extra 5 minutes.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I do think we should probably learn how to actually play.
Well, I love that I bought a Pathfinder, which is another version of D&D.
I think we should, because I feel bad that you bought that, and then we just, like, we took it out and looked at it, and then we just put it away. And
I remember when we took it out, we were like, oh, this is so cool, and then we put it in the corner.
Yeah, and then it's sat in the corner of your fucking flat for, like, 6 months, or however long.
We're at 3 years at this point, I think.
There you go, yeah.
Fucking hell.
You spent, like, 30, 40 quid.
Yeah, it was like 40 quid for Pathfinder, an extra 15 for the zombie thing. And I remember being like, it's fine, I'll get this, we'll have fun with it. And we've just never done anything with it.
And yeah, I feel like an asshole for that. So I should sit down and play.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, we could make it a podcast series. Keelan, do you want to play from afar? We'll digitally send you the book.
And our friend X. You've got to whine at everyone, complain when you're not OP, and also try and railroad your own story in. That would be great.
And if anyone actually does want to listen to that, then let us know on our Twitter. Keelan, where can they do that?
At Beside the Point 3, because someone's still up beside the point. The fuck?
And Alex, if anybody wants to support us, where can they do that? Okay, cool story, bro. Beside the Point will be out again next week, Saturday, 12 o'clock on the dot, and we'll see you there. Share with your friends once again, I guess. It seemed to work last time, so let's do it again, guys. Let's do this. See you all next week. That's next Saturday, 12 o'clock. Peace.